Today, I'm going to dig into the worst question you could possibly ask on a sales call. Before we do that, I want to welcome you. If you're new to the channel, I'm Tom Reber, coach to CEOs, salespeople, and contractors all over the world. And I just want to welcome you and invite you to subscribe to the channel so that you can get more of the good stuff that we're dropping here on a weekly basis. So listen, don't you wish that you could read your prospects' minds when it comes to budget? You know, I often thought if I could have a superpower, I could wake up tomorrow morning and have a superpower, be able to read minds. And I'd be terrifying on one side, but as a salesperson, it'd be pretty badass, right? And so today I'm going to share with you how to, you know, somewhat read their mind when it comes to their budget. But first I want to talk to you about the worst question you can ask in the sales process. Now, listen, the first thing to know is trust is lacking in the sales world. I recently read a stat that only about 3% of people trust salespeople. So 3 out of every 100 people think that, you know, you're worth a shit as a salesperson. 3% trust salespeople. And the reason they don't trust you is they don't trust you yet because you haven't done anything to earn their trust, number one. But you need to understand, like, guys, when I say 3%, here's the only careers in the survey that I read that were lower than a salesperson in the trust factor. It was a lobbyist, a politician, a car salesperson, and a stockbroker were all the ones below us, all right, as salespeople. So you have a lot of work to do to build trust and credibility with your prospects, okay? Because they don't trust you, they're going to lie to you. Okay, we all lie to salespeople. I don't care who you are. I probably did it in the last 7 days at some point. All right. Especially if they said, you know, can I help you? No, you can't help me. Well, I specifically came into the fucking store to buy something and spend money. And I just lied to them there because I didn't want to be bothered. We all lie. All right. Just get over it. So what's the worst question? The worst question is coming right out and asking what your budget is. I don't care what you sell. What's your budget? All right. It immediately puts a wall up. They're going to protect themselves. And they're going to say stupid shit like, well, we really haven't thought about the budget on this, or we've never done something like this or bought something like this before. So we don't know. That's a crock of shit. All right. It's total BS that they've never thought about how much money it's going to cost. Trust me. They've been doing their research online. All right. They've been looking at reviews. They've been doing, you know, this versus this as far as cost. What's the average cost of this, that, and the other thing? They're plugging that into the search engines. All right. So they already have a budget that they want to stay within. They're just afraid to tip their hand and then spend more than they have to spend. Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. And we're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out. How do we get to their budget without coming right out and asking what your budget is? And prior to us spending, you know, ungodly amounts of time putting together proposals and things like that and meetings and this and that, just to hear at the very end, oh, it's not within our budget. All right. To be effective as a salesperson, to be an elite salesperson, to truly sell unafraid, you got to understand right away up front as fast as you can in the pre-qualification if you're working with somebody who's qualified or not. All right. So how I ask, okay, I paint two pictures. All right. Let's say, you know, I'm thinking of a past client of mine from many years ago, Julie. Julie called us to have the exterior of her house painted. It was a big gargantuan 8,000 square foot home, and it had multiple colors and all this other, or could have multiple colors because it was all kind of one color palette with the trim and the siding and some accents areas that we could do accents. Hopefully you're tracking with me here. All right. And I said, once we got through motive and the things that are important to her and this and that, I then said, hey, Julie, are you cool if we talk about what this might cost right now? See, I'm asking permission. Of course, she said, yeah, that'd be great. I said, well, listen, we can approach this one of two ways. And I just want to share those with you if you're ready for that. And she said, of course. And I said, okay. And this is, guys, this is where bracketing comes in. And at this point I said, well, listen, Julie, we can approach this one of two ways. The first is we pull out all the stops. You got a lot of areas for accent colors, a different color trim, you know, all your entry doors can be painted. You know, you can go obviously a color on the body of the house. You've got the deck in the backyard that we can refinish as part of this and the fence that's surrounding the property. I just painted this crazy picture. And, you know, that bracket, you know, Julie, for that, we're looking at $100,000, maybe down to $75,000 for that. Just blowing the roof off this thing. You pause just a second because sometimes they go, okay, let's do that. All right. And then I said, or we can not get too crazy with all the accent colors and the deck and the fence and all these other things that I'm just painting this grand picture for. And I said, you know, something like that, we're going to be at, you know, $50,000, maybe down to $35,000, depending on a couple other factors. All right. And then here's the golden question. The golden question is, which of those two conversations does it make sense for us to have right now? Their answer will guide you to your next step in the sales process and how to close the deal. By bracketing and then asking which conversation do you want to have, you're going to get one of, I believe, two answers. The first answer is going to be, wow, both of those options are way the hell out of our price range. And there's no way in hell we're doing this project with you if it's going to cost this much. At least you know you can shake hands and move forward and not spend valuable time of yours and not waste their time with you being the wrong contractor or the wrong business for them, whatever you sell. Okay. The second answer you're going to get is, well, you know, that option on the top is out. I'm not dropping $100,000 on painting the exterior of my house. But, you know, what would the $35,000 to $40,000 range look like? What would that conversation be? And then you pick up the sale from there and you address their concerns and you get the damn thing on the schedule. You get a deposit check, whatever your process is for whatever the thing is that you happen to sell if you're watching this channel. So guys, if you want more tips like this, all right, subscribe to the channel. All right. I show up all the time and I bring stuff like this. And if you want a free resource of how to pre-qualify better, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and you can grab it today and you'll be well on your way to closing more deals. I'm out.